And what also happened was there's a lot of competition amongst the adults because these programs are receiving money. So in my eyes, what I've gauged thus far is that they have forgotten about teaching the kids.
Well, a lot of the money that is raised for the league, for those teams, is raised by the parents of the kids.
Right.
That's where a lot of them come
from. So let me share this with you. That's how ignorant. They don't do nothing. That's why we had to go buy all the things. They're supposed to be responsible for little items like equipment and so on and so forth. But these people are so needy that they can't do that. So then when we get their kids...
What are you trying to raise? Do fundraising?
Yeah, I got a fundraiser here. You know, we got a slight hierarchy built out. I need to critique this hierarchy, you know, to go along with the bylaws. We came up... This is involving you, Costa, because it's a health fair we're trying to... And then this is when you put that message out there along with the health fair about getting out in front of the not being in front of the computer and so on and so forth.
Spend the time out of the real world, right? I mean, it's one or the other. Like, you want a kid who's really great at clicking mice? You want a kid who's really great at clicking mice, or you want a kid who's really good at, like, running in the field?
You want them to do both. You want them to be able to do both in this day and age. We were looking at a health fair fundraiser, a day of education for the community, and we're going to get maybe try to get some athletes to talk to them, maybe some Bengals, some Reds, maybe some of the local college athletes to talk about health and fitness and how they got to where they are, and try to have Buddy the Rose.
You would have an even better response if you asked a high school athlete how they got to where they are.
I mean,
because there's more of a connection to the kids.
All that's gonna be incorporated, but you know, you have to take it in ages and stages. When you deal them between 6 and 12, that's too close to a high school. They're not very listening to no high school because they're looking at it who is this person? They can't tell. There are no OJ males around here in the high school anymore. That's gone, so that's not necessarily feasible. You want to set for somebody who can command and demand their respect. So these opposing figures, like an athlete from college or athlete, something that's viable. And then after that, you add in the high school student. Now, see, if you want to get to where they at, then you have to go through, and then you explain the stages. And we talked about having Buddy the Rose sponsor, maybe having feed the kids or whatever.
You know, a good place to find donors is down at the Cincinnati Public Library. If you have a nonprofit organization, they have a computer that's dedicated to help finding grants for organizations.
Oh yeah,
it's called the Foundation Center.
Right.
The Foundation Center, Public Library. There's only one of those computers in Ohio. And I actually found a grant from a guy who was in college book for a writing grant. A book for $5,300 a grant. It goes well.
We want to give people the option to pay money for the booth to sell goods and services or whatever as a part of the health fair. We still look for people to deal with the fundraising committee. And we had a booster named Richard Peter. He used to play for the Bengals. He's a personal trainer. And he has
something in the UCA Green Band.
It's called Personal Trainer World. So that's one fundraiser. We're working on getting another fundraiser doing a King's Island fundraiser as well too. Hey, you got a sack?
I do. All right.
Do what now?
Yeah.
got a track?
Yeah.
And I pay for it.
Now what? Like, you were absolutely right. All this doesn't need to be documented. Because when it comes time for a feasibility study, and it comes time for people to ask for money, here's video proof that this is what's going on, and we need this kind of money.
We can burn it onto DVD and sell it on DVD. You can start a separate
business. DVDs of the team playing football to the parents?
Yeah.
Highlight film, huh?
Yeah. I know a guy that makes a living doing that. There's no name on that. He started a business where he films sports events. He films basically anywhere there's an event, like he films it. And anywhere there's an event, he films it and then sells the footage back to the band.
Right.
Sometimes he does commercials.
Well, I think that, like I said, anybody that you can bring aboard to help this cause would be greatly appreciated. But first of all, you really have to have an understanding of your client base and who you're dealing with. And when you're dealing with these children, you have to exercise a great. That lady's garage door is open. You see it? You have to have a real understanding of. The children are the most important part of this. Without the children and the parents, this is not going to work.
Now.
Back up! And so, one of the things, just with the kindness of your heart, the gentleness of the soul, these things have to be done.
Yeah.
We have to get the parents more involved. If we have to find a different community to service, because the parents got to be involved. These are little bitty kids. So they definitely looking forward to, that's Gaddafi. And my other dog is Nemesis. So they have to be aware of who they're dealing with. I don't want nobody.
How do you get in touch with the kids for the first?
They have registration forms with phone numbers on them. The coach, the head coach of the team, was also the president of the organization, deals with these parents hand in hand. He goes and picks these children up. Money is vital because, first of all, people are going out of their way to make sure that this organization can serve its purpose. They're going out of their way. And they trying to, we need gas money. Because the parents, sometimes they go all the way to Coleraine to come all the way back to Price Hill and the parents get $5. You want to tell me to bring it. Come here, Nemesis. I'm talking about. Look, man, it is a dire need for these services and to create more services and to further along this process. But I cannot express to you, you really have to be understanding with these children because they were hungry. Then a bunch of them said they were hungry. I'm hungry. And they couldn't perform. It was bad. They was cursing. They was fighting one another. And, these people on the field are not looking at the fact that we are servicing children to other people because one child didn't have a pair of pants to play because he didn't have any to fit him. So his uncle was on another team. He went and asked his uncle on the other team, could we borrow a pair of pants? And the uncle said no. And this is one of the same teams that turned around and asked to borrow our ball. Like, really, this is, so what I'm explaining that it's a lot of people who don't want to see this thing get off the ground for whatever reason. It's a lot of people that's envious. When they're up here where they are here, you know, I don't know why this is even going on, but this is what it is. This is what I saw yesterday. Because I had to speak to a lot of people about it. I'm like, look, by the end of the day, they was, you know, kissing his behind. You know, and this is, but it was sad. It was sad. So whatever you got as far as helping these people and servicing, the more, the better. Because when we write this grant, we can show that this organization is up and running, that we are providing its services. We are determined to provide the best services for these children and parents, and we need more money to acclimate the parents. Because the parents, we're trying to put together a transportation department, get some vans so we can go get these kids, and we can have days to take them to King's Island or whatever. We gonna need vans anyway because the boxing go out of town. We going out of town to compete with the boxing, so we need a lot of money. But your area of expertise will generate that money because once we get it out there over this computer with this social networking thing, and we need somebody to constantly update these things. You know, put this on there, a videographer that knows how to, I don't know what the tech word is, stream video to, I don't know, whatever. You know, but it's to that effect. All I'm saying is it's an opportunity for you, I, and everybody involved, children, parents, to be taken care of successfully. But understand, if any of this money is misappropriated, we are going to jail. Because they do audits. They do, the people giving this money out of his record.
It might not be that serious.
Yeah, okay. It is that serious.
You know,
let me tell you why. You know anybody ever gone to jail because of us? Yes. That's the only reason why. I'm not going to speak on nothing. I don't know. Yes, I do. And let me explain something to you about the dynamics of Cincinnati. Now, you can see and say that this is my opinion. No, it's a known fact because I can show it to you. But we still have a racial divide in the city. And it's unfortunate because you can't, it's hard to get past it. But we do get past it with faces like yours. Because when they see faces like ours, it becomes a problem. They see faces like yours, they're like, oh yeah, we're great room. You know, so that's why it's a good thing that we're doing business over the computer sometimes, because they can't gauge or use these qualities say to turn us down. Now people can say, oh, that's not in Cincinnati. Well, I don't know what Cincinnati they live in. They live in Cincinnati, Iowa, not Cincinnati, Ohio. So, you know, these are all things that all apply. You know, and people have to take these things seriously. My area of expertise is I'm the sociologist of the group. So what I have to do, my job is to take and maintain the interpersonal relationships amongst everyone in this group, and make sure that the camaraderie amongst each other is good. You know, if you have something to tell me or you have something that you think I could do better, I should be able to accept that and use that knowledge. And not, you know how people get, well, why are you trying to tell me something? You know, I don't have time for that. Mm-hmm. If you got some knowledge to offer, and I may not like it at that time, but it ain't even about whether or not a person likes it. It's about how you present it and how they're going to use it to solve the problem. So these things are, it's a lot of intricacies involved in this organization.
But it's also going to, it's going to take, meeting after meeting, getting to know, on a personal, on a sociological level, it's just going to require getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
We just met. Mm-hmm. Or we just seen each other.
Right.
So it's like we're an hour into the beginnings of our organizational relationship. So it takes time. I think we know better things around 10, 20 hours than we do at 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
So we don't have to like we're just getting our uniforms on right now. We're not even in the ballpark yet, ready to swing the bat.
Right. You're right. And what happens is these dynamics all come together and they work like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
You know, everything is a slow process.
Me keeping that in mind makes my life easier. When I think of the fact that it just takes time. It's like a lot of adventure like this is like starting a band. Like, how long does it take a band to build their name? Well, everybody, it usually takes about 10 years.
But see, today, in my opinion, today, it takes...
But with like being older and starting a nonprofit, like that time frame can be... Yeah. But you know what I'm saying, like when you're starting a band, like it takes 10 years for a band to build their name. Usually that's if they start like when they're 10. Like usually most successful bands, the members always say, hey, you're playing when you're 10. So it's like, we have to find a way to tie this into our academic experience.
Oh, I showed you this. We want
so we can
a class that deals with that, teaching people how to manage their money, deal with their credit, deal their money correctly. We want to start a braille class. We want to do a lot of different things.
Okay. No, it's totally fine.
We want to invest in gold. We want to have this organization backed up by gold.
Okay.
We have another organization on paper. Because see, you have to realize that when you're building with
gold. How many people are you working with?
Right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six right now. So this will be a core class. It's, you know, that'll be taught. I also expressed to them that we will need to brush up on each other's professional etiquette as far as inside the organization. You know, here's another organization on paper. This is my EIN number for my particular organization that I have. Was going to get off the ground. Here's a grant proposal for my particular organization, Urban Renewal, that I wrote. I had gotten a copy of a grant from CompuSol because I was looking at it as a template. Because when I come to ask for those money, I want the best facilities, the best bands, the best computers, the best gear, and I want the best of everything. So I'm not asking for a small amount of money. Low-income, and they always deal because I know I got some student loans that I need to knock out. So, excuse me. We're still in the early stages of the organization. We're getting the administrative part together. And, it's up and running. It's just like a slow moving train that's trying to pick up speed. That's all. And, like I said, you just got to be patient with the client base that you're dealing with. And there are a whole bunch more pieces that need to be added. That need to be added to this. The door is one of them. This is my program. I love the paint. But, I'm glad to finally meet you. That's just the general basis of it, and the laws that I talk to every day. And you, what are you looking at? You over there grinning like one?
Nah, we were sitting on that earth. I was like, if the yard we meet, the neighbor get that old yard we made son. He was like, laughing out loud. If it ain't nothing else,
right. See, we need to. I said, directors of committee. We need to have directors of committee, and the directors of committee, or vice presidents of these committees. Everybody needs to be on the, be ahead of the committee and the vice president. So that way, everybody knows the intricate workings of each department. Everybody needs to know everything that's going on in every department. So if somebody come and ask you something, you know, you can spell it out. If you can't, you can call. Establish social media for organization. Each committee, each committee needs an email address. Each person inside needs to know about committee. Each committee chair needs to be a vice president of another committee. That's what I was trying to say. What's the date, please? Oh, I talked to them earlier. Diverse faces, brown, white, black, orange houses, but
skin colored people.
I like that. Yes, but mostly skin colored people. Yeah. I can see this. My vision is to take it global. I'm trying to go around the world. I'm trying to be in Africa to shout, setting up something that city man can do. Would you shut up? Your dumb ass should listen. I found. We need a director of football operations. We need a director of boxing. I'm gonna try to get my dad to be the director of boxing because he trained Darren Pryor. And he trained Darren Pryor for the WBC Junior Welterweight Championship. Did I also show you them pictures of Pop's mom, Ali? I'm an antique collector too, Nicholas. That's my other thing. I collect antiques. I recycle scrap metal, so therefore I'm an environmentalist and a metalist. These are some of the pictures, man. That's my son. Look, that's Daddy. Daddy and Aaron. You see him there? There go Muhammad Ali right there. That's in Africa. No, I said that's where he was. I don't know exactly. I should have asked my daddy. It's a bunch of them in here. Tago one. Remember Aaron. Tago another one. Weasley. My $1 silver note.
For what?
My $2 deal. Tago Buddy LaRosa. Back in the day. Tago another picture of Muhammad. There go my daddy, Muhammad, and Aaron. Ain't too many people to fill out pictures of Muhammad Ali. I've dealt with these kids for quite some time because of I was in Head Start. I did Head Start for a long time. So I understand the nature of the kids to deal with, and I understand the nature of the parents. I got pictures of my Head Start students too. Leave them alone, girl. She's just gonna keep doing it. But look, man, we had to meet consistently. We had to communicate consistently. Anytime you come up with any ideas that you want to run by me, you call me, write them down so you can present them at the meeting. Your spirit is good, because my dog don't do that to everybody. Gaddafi, he don't. That just let me know the dude's spirit is settled. He's scared and he don't like Brandon. He just met him and look how he acts.
That's the sheriff.
Can't forget that. Here, walk right.